Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton, and I want to welcome you to our podcast today. Today's podcast is entitled, Look Again. That's right, Look Again. We're talking about trusting God in troubled times. Turn with me, please, to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, and we'll read just a couple of verses. Let's begin with verse 15. If you want to get the entire text for the setting of this message, you can read 2 Kings, chapter 6, verses 8 through 23. We're going to begin our reading today at verse 15. The Bible says, "And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots, and his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? Verse 16, So he answered, Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Verse 17 tells us, And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha." How many of you know that we all have two sets of eyes, and whichever set of eyes that we choose to look through will make all the difference in the world with respect to the spiritual battles that we will face in life? These two sets of eyes are the spiritual eyes and the carnal or natural eyes. When we become a child of God, He opens our eyes to the spiritual realities that are all around us. But we must choose to look through spiritual eyes. It's easier just to look at the world like everyone else does and see all the trouble and fret about all the problems that we are facing. But God has given us another option, and that is to look through spiritual eyes, eyes of faith that can see what the world is blind to. Today, looking at our text, beloved, we're going to explore briefly these two ways of looking at life. And if all you have been seeing lately is gloom and doom, I invite you to look again. Look again through spiritual eyes and see that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Look again, and instead of troubles, see the opportunities that God has given you to triumph over all the power of the enemy. Look again and see the potential instead of the problem. First of all, I want to tell you, if you look there in your Bibles at verses 8 through 11 of our text, we see that God can keep us ahead of the enemy. The king of Syria was waging war against Israel, and each time he made a plan for a sneak attack, he found that Israel was ready for him when he and his army got there. This happened over and over until the king decided that there must be a spy in his own army. Let me just say right here that the enemy can never blindside God. The enemy cannot surprise God. God knows everything, and he knows all the plans of the enemy, even before the enemy can devise his plans. So when you are on the Lord's side, you already know that whatever problem pops up its head in your life or in this world, God already has a plan to keep you ahead of the enemy, praise God. In Revelation 3:18, Jesus is called the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The foundations of the world were laid before Adam and Eve fell into sin. So before sin ever entered the picture, God, in his perfect foreknowledge, knew what was going to happen. So, in eternity past, the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, had a plan for redeeming fallen humanity. Before the earth was made, Jesus had already agreed to be our perfect sacrifice, praise God. In other words, before the enemy could create the problem, God already had the answer. Regardless of what you are going through or the problems that you are facing, God has the answer. In fact, He had the answer before you knew you had a problem. Before you will see the answer God has prepared, you must look again. And this time, look through spiritual eyes instead of natural eyes. Look through the eyes of faith rather than the eyes of fear or doubt. God has a battle plan that will give you the victory and will gain him the glory. Praise God. Now next we see that God gives his people spiritual insight. This can be found in your text in verses 12 and 13. The servants of the king of Syria said, "No, Lord, none of us are spies. It's that prophet Elisha. He tells the king of Israel the words you speak in the most secret places. Even the whispers in your bedroom are known by him." The king said, "Where is he? Let's go get him and we'll put an end to this foolishness." The servant said, "Well, he's in Dothan." Do you see the problem with the king's plan? If the prophet knew what the king was doing and where the king was going, wouldn't Elisha know that the king was coming to get him? The enemy, my friend, does not have the spiritual insights that God has, or that you can have when you look through spiritual eyes. The world can only see in three dimensions, but the believer has the opportunity to look into a fourth dimension, the spiritual dimension, and see what the world is blinded to. The king was blinded by his anger, and he was making foolish choices. When we are angry, when we are overwhelmed, when we are afraid, we only look through natural eyes. It's very likely in those times we're going to make some rash and unwise decisions. So when you are facing a situation, don't just respond instinctively, but look again and listen to the word and the will of the Lord. Now, in verses 14 and 17, we see that God can use you to open the eyes of others. Let me say that again. God can use you, my friend, you, to open the eyes of others. In verses 14 through 17, we see that the king sent horses and chariots and a great army to Dothan. They came at night, so that no one would know. But Elisha knew. Think about this. God was revealing the plans of the enemy to Elisha in order to help Israel. Don't you think Elisha already knew that the king of Syria was on the way? So why was Elisha home? Why didn't Elisha just run and hide? Apparently, Elisha hadn't told his servant what was going down because the servant got up. He probably, you know, washed his face in a basin, looked out the window, saw that the city was surrounded with horses and chariots. Immediately he ran to Elisha and told the prophet that they were surrounded. As you can imagine, the servant was afraid. His first look out the window indicated that they were outnumbered. His first look out the window told him, "Hey, we're surrounded." His first look out the window suggested that they were in a heap of trouble for sure. But notice how Elisha responds. In the midst of the apparent trouble, he is calm. He isn't making rash decisions. He isn't looking for a place to hide. He isn't wringing his hands, wondering what to do next. Look at verse 16. Elisha said, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Friends, we need to remember that regardless of what it initially looks like, when we are on the Lord's side, the odds are always in our favor. We just need to look again. Elisha knew that all his servant needed to do was look again with his spiritual eyes opened, so he prayed, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw the mountain. It was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. The prophet's prayer was instrumental in opening the spiritual eyes of the servant. We need to pray for one another that God would open spiritual eyes. We pray that God opens our eyes to see that he's already worked it out. So look again. One more thing. In verse 18, we see that God can blind the enemy. God can blind the enemy. God can give you spiritual insight and at the same time blind the enemy to what's going on. Let's read verse 18. "So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, 'Strike this people, I pray, with blindness.' And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha." We don't even know how many times God has already done this for us. You know, we don't know how many layoffs didn't affect us. We didn't know about the mugging that didn't happen, the sickness that we didn't get, the divorce that we didn't go through. I'm not saying that not, you know, what I'm telling you is this. Not only can God open our eyes, but when we're serving him, he'll blind the enemy and keep us from the harm that the enemy would inflict upon us. Hallelujah. I'm not saying we'll never be hurt or harmed. I'm not saying that we'll never get sick or fired from a job. What I'm saying is look again. Look back over your life with spiritual eyes and see how many times God has brought you through when nobody thought you would or you could. Look again and see how many times God has protected you and kept you out of the hand of the enemy. Look again, my friend. And when you see what God has already done, you ought to praise Him. Praise God today and forevermore. Look again, no matter what you're going through. Remember that Jesus said, do not be troubled. But then He said, trouble is coming. When you're walking with God, God can keep you ahead of the trouble. God can give you insights and wisdom to direct your path in a way that you are not overcome, but you are the overcomer. Jesus can give you spiritual insights that see beyond the material realities. You don't have to live in fear. God has the answer. In fact, God had the answer before you had the problem. Just ask Him to open your spiritual eyes and then look again. Regardless of what the first report has been in your life, whether it's the doctor, the marriage counselor, the school counselor, the personnel manager at your job, look again. Don't be overcome with fear. Don't be overwhelmed with doubt, but ask God to open your spiritual eyes, eyes of faith, and look again. There are more for you than there are against you. This is an answer that we didn't see the first time. The impossible becomes possible in Jesus. A man was dead 4 days and in a tomb. He had no hope, but look again. Here he comes, alive and well. The disciples saw Jesus die on a cross and buried in a tomb, but look again. He's not here. Come see the place where he lay. He is risen. The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world is alive and well today. So, beloved, dear Christian friend of mine today, look again. Father, thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, drive it to our hearts like an arrow of deliverance. And everybody said, amen and amen.